Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. What does that mean, financial freedom? Buy your life back from corporate America. Be able to do what you want, when you want, with whomever you want. And have the money to afford to do it is really what it comes down to. I mean, I remember first wanting a job and then getting a job and knowing the job was miserable. It was terrible. The first job I had was managing a finance company. And actually, it was an assistant manager, which is really meant I was nothing. They gave everybody the manager, assistant manager slash, you know, assistant to the assistant manager title, so they could pay you a salary, which was below minimum wage, hourly, with overtime and everything, which is ridiculous. And all we do, I remember sitting there at my desk, watching the clock go tick, 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 going, man, if I could just make it to 3 o'clock, there's a break. And then if I can get through the break at 3 o'clock, I get out at 5 or 6, whenever I was off. Just was miserable. The most fun thing was to go out and try to collect money from people. But that was few and far between because we really never even really tried to collect the money. We really were always trying to keep it lent out so that we could make more interest off of people. Well, that job drove me crazy, so I had to get out of that. And I went and said, I'm going to become a truck driver. I had a friend, my dad had a friend who was an attorney who quit his job as an attorney and became a truck driver. And he loved it. He got himself a dog and a gun. And he drove around the country. I said, well, maybe I'll try being a truck driver. So that's pretty much freedom. You go, you know, you're out on the road all the time. And so I signed up for that. And what I found out was that the company I went to work for was actually a criminal venture. They were delivering dairy products, and they were stealing the dairy products that they delivered. In other words, they'd have one guy go in the front door and sell the dairy products to the store. And the guy in the back was going into the freezer and taking in stuff that we were charging him for and taking out stuff that we'd sell out on the open street. And that lasted only about a month. I couldn't take that. I go, man, this is insane. How do you make a living being a criminal and get away with it? Yet this whole company was doing it. That's what they did. That was their whole modus operandi. The guy, I got to get out of this. Plus, that was one of these things where you had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, be there by 5, load your truck, be in the heat all day long. It's miserable. Gosh, my workouts fell away to nothing. I was in terrible shape. I felt miserable. I was tired all the time. So I had to get out of that. So then I said, you know what? All these things I've done, none of them are getting me where I want to be. You know, I'm just going to do what I want to do, what I like to do. And at the time, I was a competitive bodybuilder. I said, you know what? Maybe I'll just go work at a health club, get a job there. Got a job, minimum wage, plus commissions on whatever you'd sign somebody up on a membership. Didn't really matter. Life was so terrible. So terrible. Not this job. They worked you 12 hours a day. You'd come in at 9 in the morning, leave at 9 at night, or you get the 10 to 10 shift. You come in at 10 and get off at 10. The club was open from 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. So there was 2 shifts. And you had to work 12 hours. There was no other way. There was no 8-hour shifts. You either worked 12 from 9 to 9 or from 10 to 10. You worked Monday through Friday, which was 55 hours. And if you didn't hit your quota, you had to work Saturday and Sunday. And so many times I worked 60, 70 hours a week. It was just unbelievable. Miserable. Loved the bodybuilding. I loved teaching people how to get in shape. I loved helping people. And so helping was the one thing that kept me involved. But the money was terrible. Eventually, I got good at it. And they promoted me up to a manager. And, you know, you when you're getting promoted through companies, you think you're getting somewhere. Okay, man, now I'm a manager. Okay, good. And then eventually they wanted to promote me to supervisor. And then they tried to promote me to supervisor, but I found out the managers made more money than the supervisor. I said, I'm not going to get promoted and be in charge of five health clubs. Actually, when I first got promoted, it was only three. And what they tried to do was make me a manager of one and supervise two others, which meant that I was not getting paid to be the manager. I had no matter. I was doing both jobs and getting paid less than what I got paid when I was just a manager because I was getting paid as a supervisor. And so that went on a few weeks, and I said, nah, this isn't going to work, guys. This is insane. I'm not going to do it. So they moved me back to being a manager again. And the next time they wanted to move me up to supervisor, they figured, okay, well, we better do something different with this guy. And I said, look, the only way I'll move up to supervisor is if you pay me off the profit. And these guys had never seen the financial statements. I mean, literally, the vice president of the company didn't know how to read the financial statements. And he would get them, but he just never paid attention to them because he didn't even know what they were. He was an ex-pro football player, knew nothing. He's dead now. But I just talked to the guy. I said, look, let me just tell you what these financial statements mean. You know, I majored in accounting, so financial statements were very common to me. I understood them totally. And I said, look, do you realize that I could fix this for you and make you way more profitable if you just let me do this? And so they let me do some things. And what I started doing was changing the way we sold the memberships. They were selling them on financial packages. They had 50% cancellation rate. People would pay 2 months and quit and stop paying. And I made it to where we started selling them all cash up front. So even though we'd sell less memberships volume-wise, all of it would stick. And we only had like a 4 or 5% cancellation rate then at that point because that was the percent we were selling on contracts instead of in full. And so that made me very popular throughout the country. There was like 400 health clubs broken down into probably 20 or 30 cities that they were in. And so they all wanted to know what the heck we were doing and how I created all that. And so on. I thought I was getting somewhere. And then they go, wait a minute. After 1 year of getting paid on the profit, I made it so much more profitable that they said, no, we can't do this anymore. You're making more money than the vice presidents are. I said, okay, whatever. And I left. I said, man, this is insane here. And so I went somewhere else and went to work for another health club company and found out that one was just as whack as the one I was working for. In fact, they got mad at me because I actually fired many of the managers that were using drugs and providing prostitution. And the owner said, you can't get rid of my girls. I mean, they're very close to me. I said, yeah, I know how close they are to you. I know what you're doing with them. And so I left there and came back, and I didn't have a job. And they saw me in the gym working out one day, and they said, well, why don't you come back to work for us? I said, no. I said, I'm not working that many hours again. You're out of your mind. So the guys gave me a break. They said, we'll let you work 4 days a week. You got to work 12 hours a day. That's the only schedule we have. I said, okay, I'll work 4 days a week that way. So now I was the weekend idiot, the weekend manager. And I ended up doing better on the weekends than they did during the week, and then they didn't know what to think about that. So it's always of the salespeople and the marketing people to do more marketing, spend more money. But that doesn't generally produce more bottom line. So these are the kinds of things that just drove me crazy when I was out there. And so I started looking for other ways to make money. And as all of you are told, we're all told that you need to go out there and diversify your portfolio. So I bought some oil well stocks, got into oil well limited partnership, or actually a gas well limited partnership, and that ripped me off. Incredible story how that was a ripoff. I got into some real estate deals on the side, some real estate notes, and they ripped me off. That was a scam. Did the stock market. You know how that goes, up and down, up and down, up and down. Then I started doing this thing called day trading. And I like day trading because you could see yourself making money, a little here, a little there, a little gain, and you'd get a little gain. You get a little excited about it, right? Every day I'd go into work and tell people, yeah, I got this. I made $800 here. I made $1,000 there, whatever. And people started listening to me and started wanting to do it too. I did that for a while. Then all of a sudden, I was buying options, puts and calls, guessing which way the market would go the next day, anticipating by reading the Wall Street Journal. And then one day, Black Monday happened, and boom, all my options and puts and calls expired. This was October 20th, my birthday, which added insult to injury. But all those options and puts, they went down in value, and they expired in December 31st, and they all became worth nothing. So there you go. I lost a lot of money. I woke up and said, you know what? I don't need to pay people to lose my money for me. I can take my own money, do my own stuff, and either make money with it or lose my own money. I don't need to pay financial planners and stockbrokers, and I don't need to buy stocks in the stock market and let other people get rich because I'm financing their company. I'm going to do my own thing. And I ran into some guys that, you know, did real estate seminars, and I listened to them, and they started to make a little bit of sense. And I put my own plan together on how to do it, best product, best price. And I went out and found a guy who got me into real estate, a broker, real estate broker. And what really got me interested here was that the money that came in was mine, as opposed to when we sold all these memberships, hundreds of thousands of dollars a week in memberships. We'd send all that money in. We collect in checks and credit card statements and everything, the money, and send it all into the office. And then at the end of the month, or whatever, it was every 2 weeks, whenever we got paid, gets a little measly little check. You go, where'd all that money go? But when I started buying rent houses, guys, the checks came to me. That was the most incredible thing I've ever felt. The money was mine. There was no overhead. And because the way real estate works, there was no taxes. No income tax came out of it. No Social Security and Medicare came out of it. Because it's not a earned income, there is no Social Security and Medicare. And because of depreciation, there's no income tax. So the money was just mine. And I bought one house. And then I bought three more right after that because it was so easy and so exciting. So I had four houses in about 60 days. I had four rent checks coming in. Think about this. If you were to get $1,000 or $2,000 out of each of four different properties, and so you're making anywhere from $4,000 to $8,000 a month. Now, of course, there's mortgage payments to pay. But the mortgage payments were only taking up part of that money. The money was mine. It was in my pocket. I could see it. I could feel it. I could smell it. I knew that it was going to come in. And what I really thought was great about it, the most important thing about all this, right? The most important thing about all this was that I knew it would come in again next month and next month and next month and for the rest of my life. And every time I added another property, it was, again, more for the rest of my life. And I saw the end of the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel saying, someday, Dell, you're going to have enough coming in that you don't even need to go to work anymore. And that was it. That's when I realized it. I said, look, I have enough money right now to pay my mortgage payment for my condo I live in, my car payment. If I get a couple more, I'll be able to get one to pay for my food and one to pay for my gas and electric. And so on and so forth. And I called it chunking. I started assigning tasks to each of these rent houses so that they could pay these bills for me so I never had to pay those bills ever again. That I would eventually cover all my bills and be completely financially free. And I did this all within 2.5 years of starting doing real estate. At 34 years of age, I retired. What a blessing. We take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to show you how you can do the same thing. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Need more unconventional wisdom that'll set you free? Subscribe to Lifestyles Unlimited on YouTube and binge content that will actually help you get where you want to go in life from people who are already there. With over 50,000 members and 32 years of proven success, there's so much more we want to share with you than what we have time for on the radio. On YouTube, we go beyond our shows and feature our best content from podcasts, interviews, expo, master's tour, fireside chats, special events, and more.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I've been talking to you about how bad the life of quiet desperation is and how bad I had it. And then I showed you that I got out of it. And there's a lot of really interesting things about getting out of it that I think you should understand. A lot of things I didn't understand. You know, when you first do it, if you do it correctly, and that's one of the most important things to understand, is if you try to do real estate and you don't do it correctly, it can kill you. People get killed in real estate, but it's because they do the wrong thing. It happens all the time. I can not throw a rock and not run into somebody who said, you know, well, my dad lost money in real estate, my father, my uncle, my friend, myself, lost money in real estate, because you do it wrong. And it's a real simple model if you follow it. And so I need to get this model to you. You need to understand this model. Otherwise, all this talk about how great real estate is not going to do you any good if we don't get this model to you. So I want to teach it to you. I'm going to be teaching here in Houston March, I guess it's 9th and 10th, Saturday and Sunday, all day long, two days, full days, of so much information that when you walk out of there, your head will be spinning, but you will understand real estate and how it works and how to stay within the boundaries that will be safe and will make you money, lots of money, if you do it right. So I want to get you to that. Normally, this membership here is $740 for 1 year, $240 a year thereafter. I'm giving you a discount if you go to my website right now. Go to DellHelpMeNow.com. That's DellHelpMeNow.com. And sign up. You can get 2 years for only $297. And you can come see me. Again, I'm doing this in Houston live March 9th and 10th. Now, I'm also having a case study on March 7th, which is where we have members get up and tell their story. So you can see real people explaining what they did and how they did it, which is always a good starter point before the seminar, because we can give you examples of what people have done before you learn the technical background of how they did it. But it will make more sense if you can come to the case study. But if not, at least get to the 2 day, because that's where I'm going to be teaching you how to do it, the technical information necessary. I'm going to work hard to teach really exactly what you need to be thinking and where people go wrong. I'm going to assume that if you show up to be with me, you've already listened to me on the radio, or you've had somebody refer you to me. You already made the decision that you want to change your life. So I'm not going to spend very much time on the change your life stuff, which is in a lot of our seminars, because if people don't want to do it, then it doesn't really matter how technically perfect the teaching is. You got to get people to want it. But I'm going to assume you already want it. So I'm going to spend a lot more time on what to do and where people make mistakes and let things slip through the cracks. So I'm going to really work hard to get this thing right for you. I feel that the marketplace out there right now is so diverse. There's bad ideas out there. So you can be on the right track, but getting the wrong ideas, getting the wrong theories. And when I say wrong, I'm saying they're not effective. They're dangerous in many cases. And so I want to make sure you've got the right map. Now, to get the map, you got to go to somebody who's been there. And I've been there. So I'm going to teach you how we did it. So what you need to do is go to DellHelpMeNow.com. That's a web page. DellHelpMeNow. Dell spelled D-E-L. DellHelpMeNow.com. Take advantage of the discount. Get signed up. And then come change your life. Now, let's talk about some of the things that you don't realize happens when this goes on. First of all, you don't realize that it's not an all or nothing kind of thing. Like you have a job one day, you don't have a job one day. You get a job, you got money. You don't have a job, you don't have money. It's not all or nothing like that. It's incremental growth. Hey, I've got one rent house, I've got two, I've got five, I've got a fourplex, or I've got a five unit or a 10 unit. Things grow. Now you can buy larger groups of units early on. You can do that. If you've got enough money to do it, we can teach you how to go ahead and buy a larger group of units right away and move quicker towards your goal. But I just want to make this point to you that even if you do that, you're still going to continue to grow. Unlike your job when you peak, right? And I've always thought this, like, I had an ex-girlfriend that worked for oil companies, major oil companies. She was a geophysicist, I think. What happened was there was like three or four different pay grades. You were an A or a B or a C grade person. And then if you were a B, you could be a B1, a B2, or a B3. And you had to fit into one of these little blocks, and that's what you got paid. That's it. You weren't going anywhere. There's no change in your life. You just did B1 forever. Maybe you got promoted to B2 because you were there 10 years, whatever. It's not that way with real estate. With real estate investing, you continue to buy. You continue to grow. There's no one saying don't. There's no one saying limits that you can't have. In fact, I'm going to show you how to break out of all limits. Once you understand how to do this correctly, you're going to be able to buy more real estate even if you don't have any more money. Believe me, that's hard to believe right now. You can't even imagine that, but it's true. I was going to tell you a little story about a lady I spoke to the other day. She was trying to figure out what she needed to do to get started, and her mind was wrapped around a number. And it's a number that I could tell very quickly from her emails made no sense at all. And so I called her up and spoke with her personally. I said, because I didn't think I could get the point across, you know, by email. Sometimes words just don't make it as much as really feeling communication between two people. And so I asked her, I said, it says here that you want to make $300,000 a year at retirement. She goes, yeah, that's the number my husband and I figured we could probably live pretty well on. I go, I don't know where you got that number from, but let's try to break it down for a second. And she said, okay. I said, so how much do you make? And she said, about $70,000 a year. I'm just rounding numbers now. It's not specific to her. She said, about $70,000. I said, okay, what did your husband make? She says, well, about $130,000. I said, okay, so you guys make about $200,000 a year. That puts you into 30% tax bracket, 32% tax bracket. You're also self-employed? She goes, yes. I said, okay, that means you're paying both sides of Social Security and Medicare, which is if you're an employer, you pay 7.5%, and if you're an employee, you pay 7.5%. But when you are self-employed, you pay all 15.2%. So if you're 32% is your income taxes, and 15% is your Social Security, that is 47% of that $200,000 being taken out for taxes each year. And that means you're taking home of $200,000, you're only taking home $120,000 a year. And she goes, well, I never thought about it that way. So, but you know, in real estate, what I taught you in the 2-day was you don't pay any taxes. So to replace your income would only take $120,000 a year. Now, that's only $10,000 a month. Now, when you break this down to needing to create $10,000 a month income, that's not so devastating, is it? And you could just see, you could feel it. It was on the phone, so you couldn't see it, but I could just feel the wave of relief come over her mind that, yeah, you're right. And I asked her a question. I said, the life you're living right now, the quality of life you and your husband are living right now, would that quality of life be reasonable if you didn't have to get up and go to work, either of you? Get up and go to work ever again. Would living the quality of life you live right now, would that be reasonable? She goes, oh, my God, yes, it would be great. I said, then you don't need to worry about making $300,000 a year. You only need to make $120,000 a year and you can retire. If you wait until you make $300,000, it might be 10 years from now. But if you only need to replace $120,000 of actual take-home pay, you can get it done in 5 years. And that was the problem. She couldn't see how she could get to a number in 5 years or less. But she was looking at the wrong number. She was looking at a number that she thought, number one, we don't want to stay earning what we earn right now for the rest of our lives. We'd like to do better so we have money to travel and do things. But what you're not thinking about in all this is that as soon as you stop working, do you have to spend money to go to work every day? No. Gas, oil, transportation fees all go away. Do you have to have work clothes? No, you don't. Do you have to have people to babysit your kids and to mow your yard and do all that stuff for you? No, you don't. Now you have all of your time to take care of your life yourself. And it's just amazing. I mean, it just blows your mind. I have a swimming pool, giant swimming pool, giant swimming pool, and three koi ponds. I was paying somebody like $700 a month to take care of those things. And finally, I said, you know what? These guys are terrible. And I always had to unlock the gates and let them in and go and come back. And, you know, finally one day they quit for some reason. Oh, I fired them. I'm sorry. They didn't quit. I fired them. I said, look, you guys are doing a terrible job. I'm going to get somebody else. And I also thought I was paying too much. But remember, I have a giant pool, uses tons of chemicals, and I have three koi ponds. It's a lot of work to do. So I started doing it myself. And you know what I found? 30 minutes. Get up in the morning, feed the koi, take the filter baskets out, empty them, go over to the pool, and turn on the pool cleaner. There's a pool. I bought a pool cleaner. And the pool cleaner keeps the pool cleaner than the pool cleaning people kept it. Got some new filters, canisters, filters, so I had clean filters in my thing. And all of a sudden, my pool's spotlessly clean. My koi pond's spotlessly clean. And I'm spending less than 30 minutes a day doing it. And really kind of enjoying it because I kind of walk around with my cup of coffee as I feed the fish. And the dogs follow me around. And we kind of, you know, play around with the pool. And, man, the quality of life. You just don't realize how much money you spend doing the mandatory things you do to get around and work around work. Getting up early every day. Getting dressed, to have those clean clothes available. Changes of clothes, because you can't wear the same thing every day. I do. I dress like, what's his name? The guy that created Apple. Jobs. Blue jeans, black t-shirt, or black sweat pants, or black shorts to go work out in the gym. Black tennis shoes. Same thing every day. I have other clothes. I just don't wear them. Why should I? I don't have to dress up for anybody. Nobody cares what I look like. And so your life becomes incredibly easy. That's the freedom I'm talking about. Now, if I want to dress up nice, take my wife out, dress up nice. No big deal. But it's not because I have to dress up nice. It's because I want to take her out and we want to go someplace nice. My friends, you need to get over here. You need to let me start working with you. You've got to go to DellHelpMeNow.com. Write that down. DellHelpMeNow.com. And sign up. Houston, Texas, March 9th and 10th. You need to be here with me. I want to change your life. And remember, it's not just for some money. It's for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.